All right, we do have Sam Eric's principal, Cody Havronic, with us. Cody, good morning.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
Well, we're doing good. Looks like we're going to have a sunny day today.
Going to have a sunny day. I do have a little bone to pick with KBRX.
Uh-oh.
I called 104 times last Saturday night trying to win a T-shirt. Here's the issue. My phone, I wake up Sunday morning, and I can't make phone calls on my phone.
Really?
And I hard reset it like yesterday, still broken. So I think KBRX is to blame for that. So
I talked to somebody the other day, and their antenna inside their phone broke.
That broke?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Weird.
I don't know. I'm thinking the 104 times trying to call Mike.
Redial.
And,
yeah.
You know, redial. Broke something.
That was a good way to get out of the house.
Yeah, Saturday it was kind of a fun night, though.
Yeah. So, well, what's been going on? It's obviously been no school going on,
yeah.
But I'm sure you probably have some pertinent information you can pass along.
Yeah, I just had a few updates I want to pass out. We did send out, we called it our continuum of learning plan to all of our grade school and high school students last week. And I kind of wanted to hit a few of the highlights this morning and encourage parents, if they do have any questions over any of those, to give the school a call, or you can shoot me an email. If you call the school during our office hours here, you can get a hold of somebody and answer those questions. Otherwise, you can shoot an email to me at any time and we can respond to that. But do want to remind parents that, you know, we are closed indefinitely. We are going to have the grade school and high school offices open. Those are going to continue to be open from 9 o'clock to noon on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. And at those high school office hours, both the grade school and high school have a pickup and drop-off box for any lessons and homework. So Judy and Brenda are both in their offices at those times if questions arise. Want to encourage, and obviously the social distancing when we come in, there's hand sanitizer set up at both entrances. Use that as you come in. You know, we do enforce the 10-person rule. So if we get more than 10 people in the building, we'll keep people out of there. But just do want to say the office hours are open from those times. One other quick thing, the third quarter grades for the students. If you haven't been to the grade school to pick up your third quarter grades, those are sitting in their drop-off boxes right there. If you have not had a chance to pick it up, you know, please do so at your convenience. Third quarter grades for 7th through 12th grade students, those were posted to the documents section here about a week ago. So on Sycamore, if you would like a paper copy of your grades, you can contact the high school office and we can mail one of those to you.
And staff, what's the staff been doing at St.
Yeah,
Mary's?
The staff, we've had the staff working from home for most of the time. So you know, they do have the option. They can come in and work if they want to, but we just let them work from home if they can do that. A lot of our staff have young kids, and they're working from home with those kids. So if you are looking to reach your child's teacher, a lot of our teachers have, you know, especially at the grade school, have like a seesaw set up for their classroom or something similar where you can reach those. If you're unsure of how to reach your child's teacher, email is going to be the preferred method. You know, a list of those teacher email addresses, you can find those on the school's website. You know, teachers are going to be checking their email minimum of at least once, twice per day. So if you need to get a hold of them, email. If you're not sure of a seesaw or something else your class has set up, you can do that.
All right. And, of course, we're relying a lot, obviously, on laptops and computers here while students are not attending classes in the schools.
Yes. I do appreciate we had several of our families fill out the technology survey we sent out earlier last week. Through that survey, we determined that, you know, most of our families have internet access at home, and most of them have a device students can use for their lessons. If we do have families out there that don't have a device at home or maybe need an extra device because of a need, we are checking Chromebooks and iPads out to those families that need them. If you want to check a device out, you can stop by the high school office during those scheduled office hours, and we'll get a device checked out for you.
All right. And how about getting stuff cleaned out of the school? Have you done that yet?
Or? Yeah, we're kind of getting there. We kind of had a little bit of hope early on, yeah. You know, a couple weeks ago that maybe we'll be back early May. It's kind of becoming a little bit evident that that's not going to happen. So we would like students to come in during the normal office hours on a Monday, Wednesday, or Friday here in the next 2 weeks to gather your items out of your locker, out of desks. We are going to limit the number of students, like we said, to 10 in the building each time to practice that social distancing. Students are going to wash their hands upon entering and exiting the building as well. Grade school students will let you into your classroom. You can go and gather your items from your desk. Everybody, I think, took boots and coats home, so it should just be those few pencil boxes type things in your desk you can grab and get those out of there. And then junior high and high school students, there's going to be locker cleaner and rags set up in the hallways So you can go in, grab your stuff out of your locker and quick wipe your locker down and have Jim, Judy, or myself check your locker out for the remainder of the school year. So, and if you are at home and you have a recorder and you're a grade school student, when you come to clean your desk out, bring your recorder back. There is a drop box. Mrs. Barnes has that set up when you come back to the school.
All right. Well, again, not only schools, but also the churches, St. Patrick's, as well as all the other churches affected here by the outbreak with gatherings, right?
Yep. Yeah, we do have, I do want to kind of make note, each Wednesday throughout the school year, the St. Mary's students do participate in the all-school mass and either the rosary or Stations of the Cross. So we do encourage our students to keep praying the rosary for those suffering from the virus. All of our teachers miss sharing these experiences with our students, so do keep an eye on our Facebook page. We are posting some live streams of masses, rosaries, and Stations of the Cross, so keep an eye on that and participate in those with us if you can.
All right, any other announcements?
Yeah, I just got a couple more quick notes. Do want to note if you have library books that you've checked out, the grade school and high school libraries are open on Mondays from 10 to noon. Note, we do let three students in at a time. And students do wash hands upon entering and exiting to drop off those library books if needed. And then also do want to make a quick note that, you know, one of the main reasons that we discontinued normal operations for the remainder of the school year was to practice that social distancing. So I do want to encourage you to follow the CDC's and North Central District Health Department's guidelines for practicing social distancing. The health department did send us a bunch of different flyers that we'll be posting to our Facebook page here in the coming weeks. I think we posted a couple yesterday. So continue to follow those guidelines, and hopefully we can all get through this here sooner than later. So,
you bet. All right. And, of course, any other updates, as you mentioned, will be emailed out, or if the parents need to get a hold of their children's teachers, the best way is by email. All right. Cody, thanks for coming in this morning, and have a great rest of the week.
Perfect. Thanks, Scott.
Yep, Cody Hebronic, principal of St. Mary's School.